All right, and once again, we are happy to have Sister Rachel Macias, who is going to be talking to us this morning. We greatly appreciate Sister Rachel Macias. She has been faithful to help in many ways, including assisting Sister Elizabeth and Brother Adam with our Sunday school department and also teaching our young children. And I thought about this as I wrote this morning, church, how important it is to teach our young 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old kids and get the Word of God, the principles of the Word of God into them at an early age. We greatly appreciate Sister Rachel Macias. Well, that's it. I'm going to turn it over to you now, Sister.
Praise the Lord, church. When Brother Vic first asked me to testify, I had a really hard time narrowing down what to say because God has been so good to me. And I just kept asking God, you know, what do you want me to tell about? What story do you want me to tell? And each day I was able to reflect upon how good God has been to me, and remember so many things that he's done in my life. And so finally I settled on a thought that I hope will be encouraging to someone today, and that is that God will fight our battles. But the key to that is we have to let him. And believe me, I know from experience that it's not always easy to let him. So I'm a preschool teacher, and I absolutely love my job. One particular year, I was having a hard time with one of my supervisors, and she was bullying me. And I remember, like, it got down to the last 2 weeks of school, and I couldn't wait for those 2 weeks to be over. And I figured that after those 2 weeks, I'd be off of work for 2 months, and both of us would just have time to get over everything that had happened, and just we would come into the new year with a good, fresh start. Well, to my surprise, when the new school year started, she didn't let up. In fact, it got worse. And I began to feel very overwhelmed and stressed with the situation. And finally, I decided that I had enough and that it was time to stand up to her. So I put in a call to my union reps, and I told them that I might need to have a meeting, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. But I did give them all the background information of all the things that were going on. And they were like, okay, yeah, you know, we're totally for you. This is ridiculous what's happening to you. Well, I remember I talked to them on a Wednesday night. I mean, on a Wednesday. And the reason why I remember that is because that night we had church and Brother Hood was there and he was preaching, and his message was about God fighting our battles. And he said, if you fight for yourself, then how can God fight for you? Whew. That was hard for me to swallow. I mean, I was already geared up. I already had my union reps. I was already ready for battle. And I decided to say, okay, God, show me what you can do. So I wish that I could tell you that immediately things got better, but they didn't. I actually had a couple of tough weeks that turned into really tough months. And I struggled and I prayed, and she didn't change. The situation didn't change. But then all of a sudden, I started to notice that I was becoming elevated, maybe not in her eyes, but in the eyes of other program leaders. And as much as she didn't like it, I started getting a lot of recognition from other people in the program. And it ended up reaching, like, so deep that one day my mom went to the bank, and the teller at the bank even told my mom, hey, you know, I heard your daughter speak, because I had to speak at an engagement with city leaders, and she gave my mom a compliment on that. But the biggest surprise to me was that year I was chosen as that year's Teacher of the Year. And I know it wasn't really her choice. It's not something that she wanted to happen. But I know that it was God's choice. And I know that it was the way that God, you know, was showing me and giving me victory and showing me what he could do. And so I just want to say that when we submit to God's ways, even when we don't fully understand them, that he rewards us openly. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. And I pray you all have a great day.
Thank you, Sister Rachel. That was powerful. The saying is short and sweet. Well, that was short and powerful this morning. What a powerful testimony this morning. And I got to tell you, Sister Rachel was sharing that this morning. I'll be honest with you, we had a hard time locking Sister Rachel down to give a devotion because she was so booked. She's a very busy woman, but you can tell why. She's busy doing a lot of things for the Lord and also busy with working with children. But again, what a blessing it is to have people that are dedicated to children, to kids. And I mean that when I say that earlier. You know, we sometimes, unfortunately, we don't pay enough focus and mind to our teachers who maybe, oh, they just teach the small children, the little kids in Sunday school class. Church, if some of you grew up in the church and you went to Sunday school, especially from broken homes, we've heard some testimonies. What a powerful testimony it is. And I still remember my Sunday school teachers, Elder Arthur Anderson. He was an older gentleman, black gentleman, and he was so faithful and dedicated to his classroom, just like Sister Rachel is. So again, we're grateful, we're thankful, we're appreciative for the great sacrifice and commitment that our teachers like Sister Rachel Macias offer to our children. Church, why don't we go ahead and thank God one more time for Sister Rachel and all the teachers and all the great dedication that all of our staff provides for our church and for our children. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this great word, this testimony that Sister Rachel Macias has offered us this morning. Thank you for her, Lord God. We're asking to bless her, and thank you for the reminder about the message from Brotherhood. Let the Lord fight your battles. Oh, Lord, what a message there is in that as well. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We're asking you to anoint and bless your people for the remainder of this day in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. And with that said, church, we want to remind everyone to join us on this same conference line with where we will be having Brother B.J. Wilmoth speaking to us at 7:15 p.m. tonight. May God richly bless you today, and we will see you back tonight. Amen.